Officers responding to a citizen's complaint that a man was harassing her were met with extreme hostility and force, with the man's juvenile son then joining into the fight. Hi, I'm Corporal Phil Mullen with the Cape Coral Police Department's Public Affairs Office. On September 29, 2017, at approximately 11:15 p.m., an officer responded to the 1900 block of Southeast 8th Street in reference to a suspicious person complaint. The caller stated that a neighbor, later identified as Travis Crater, date of birth 4/24 of 83, had been catcalling her, following her, and throwing things at her when she would attempt to leave her home. Crater was also flashing his truck headlights at her home from his driveway. The officer attempted to speak to Crater in his driveway and was immediately met with resistance, with Crater refusing to show his hands or to identify himself. When the officer attempted to detain Crater for safety, Crater shoved the officer and fled into his home. A backup officer arrived as Crater continued creating a disturbance and yelling loud expletives at the officers. Officers attempted contact with Crater again as he continued to make verbal threats, and when another attempt was made to detain Crater by the front door, he punched the officer in the mouth. Crater continued battering the officer, and when the backup officer attempted to assist, Crater's son, Ian Wiles Crater, date of birth 3/29 of 03, attacked the assisting officer, striking him in the head with his forearms. The assisting officer attempted to use his taser on Ian without effect. The officer, still being battered by Travis Crater, then tased Ian and Travis one after the other, with it working to subdue Ian, but having no effect on Travis. Travis snatched the taser out of the assisting officer's hand, threw it into the house through the open door, and fled inside, locking the door and leaving his son Ian outside, where Ian was detained. Travis Crater refused to exit the home and barricaded himself inside for several hours. The Cape Coral Police Department SWAT team responded and made entry into the home, detaining Travis without further incident. The stolen taser was recovered from the bottom of the home's swimming pool. Travis Crater was arrested and charged with battery on an officer, resisting with violence, grand theft of the taser, criminal mischief for destroying the taser, and police obstruction, depriving an officer of means of protection or communication. He was transported to the Lee County Jail, where he remains with a total bond of $260,000. Ian Wiles Crater was also arrested and charged with battery on an officer and resisting with violence, and was transported to the Juvenile Assessment Center.